we go about, yeah, our contribution is through that little part of getting information, you know, to farmers that is low capital solution various problems and challenges that they have, and our goal is to increase their productivity, but it's not, you know, through, you know, tractors and heavy high-tech answers. It's creating skill bases and providing, you know, incremental elements of technology, you know, that make things work better. And that can be as simple as changing the hitch point on an ox yoke so that ox yoke is a little more comfortable for the animal. You know, but also the process is getting people to understand what that, the interactions of that piece, so that they're not just following a recipe, but they're starting to get it all together and say, oh, that's it. And 3 months later or 3 years later, you know, they may put that together in some new and creative way that's beyond what we even said. You know, and that's when we really succeed, is when we've encouraged an attitude of experimentation, provided principle-based knowledge, you know, that they can experiment with, test, and move on to something that is, I mean, we're not trying to get a replication of Midwest agriculture, historical technology.
Right, that's what the U.S. government's trying to do.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we could be accused of trying to do, you know, 19th century version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not our goal.
That's
our goal is
good.
To lay out a bunch of options and say, here are some things that you should test.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pick the ones that seem to have potential in your environment, and we'll go through that process with you, but you're the actual jury.
Mm.
You've got to make these choices. You know, And then test them. Don't take our word for it. Test them. You know, and in that process, you know, we want to build both their environmental sensitivity, and this is you test it to your environment, not to the Midwestern environment. You know, and increase their, the ability to make adaptive change. Because, I mean, their populations are increasing, you know, their weather is changing. I mean, they've got to make changes.
Who's they? I mean,
we're talking about...
Which countries do you work with?
Well, I mean, at the moment, we're working most with Burundi, Uganda. I just spent a little bit of time down in Haiti, but I'm not sure how much. Yeah, I mean, there are some good farmers there that can do some things. But,
Uganda, Mozambique, and Haiti, and have you worked?
And then we work less intensively with people from many places, but we don't have any current ongoing projects. And
they often come through here, as opposed to you going out there, right?
Yeah.
So they'll get money somehow to come here and learn.
Yeah. Or they may be here in the States. There was a young Ethiopian walking around here today, working in the field. Baru is in a master's program at Western Michigan right here in Kalamazoo. It was very easy to get him out here for the summer. And exposed him to a lot of new things that he wasn't getting in the program. But, but that doesn't mean we're in Ethiopia.
Right.
Yeah, unless we develop a real interactive, you know, project with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had 4 ag engineers come from Ethiopia over the years, but we've never gotten them. We don't know where what they picked up here went when they got back.